Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. I want to welcome my guest today, Dr. Joey Fawcett. He is the founder of Listen to Life 2, a coaching company that develops leaders, engages employees, and transforms cultures. He works with Fortune 50 companies, family-owned businesses, and government organizations. Dr. Joy also hosts popular podcasts, which you may have heard, which is Faith Positive Radio, Faith Positive TV, Work Positive TV, several more, I believe. He has two best-selling books. He's published over 1,000 articles in publications and websites, which include Wall Street Journal, CNBC, Dallas Morning News. And I'll stop there because I would use the whole time talking about the things you've done. Dr. Joy, I met Dr. Joy a few months ago. He interviewed me on his podcast, Faith Positive Radio. Yep. So welcome today to my podcast.
I appreciate the opportunity, Mike, to pay off a debt.
That's right. Yeah, tit for tat.
That's so right.
Here we go.
I'm humbled. Thank you.
Well, I know you're busy. I do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Privileged sure. to have you here. So before we talk about those, as I call small-time leaders, people who made a big difference in a small way in your life, I'd like for you to tell us kind of what you're thankful for or grateful for right now as you look at your life.
One of the things I'm grateful for, well, first of all, I begin and end each day with expressions of gratitude because in our coaching program, we teach the gratitude diary, noting three experiences from that day. But one of the things I'm really grateful for is this weekend, we're recording this before Christmas, and this weekend I'll have the privilege of gathering with family for celebration. And my parents are still living, Mike, and so I get to be with them to celebrate Christmas.
Oh, what a gift.
Oh, it's an incredible gift. My wife's parents are deceased, and so many of my friends at this time of year missing their parents. So it's with a lot of eager anticipation that I'm grateful for the upcoming celebrations this Saturday.
Right. Well, thanks for sharing that. I know that'll be very special.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you've met a lot of people in your life and done a lot of things, but I've asked you to think about a couple of folks you can tell us about. So who will be the first person you'll tell us a story about who had a big impact on who you are and how you work?
Well, my first person is family. What I want to do is break that down into three persons out of my family who have been particularly impressive in my life and really set my DNA for the man that I am today. First is my mom. And from my mom, Mike, I learned service. I travel a great deal, maybe not as much as I once did, but I travel a lot. And just to show you what kind of service-oriented person my mom is, all throughout my growing up years, I remember that we were constantly doing things for other people. Mm-hmm. And we weren't probably lower middle-class family, so we didn't have a lot of extra resources, but whatever we had, we shared. And even today, as I travel around the world, I'm that guy who collects up all, if you could see me, you'd know that I'm pretty much bald. So I collect up all the shampoo and conditioners and lotions from these hotels and bring them back home, put them in a gallon-sized bag. And when I've collected a gallon, I'm going to give them to my mom because she takes them to the local homeless shelter in her community.
Mm, wow.
My dad, I learned the importance of due north, as Steve Covey referred to it as, due north principles.
Mm-hmm.
Ethics are important in doing the right things for the right reasons in service to other people. It didn't matter what it cost you, whatever you had to do, you did the right thing and you didn't fudge the truth. You didn't round off edges. You worked with integrity. And so whatever was worth doing correct, do it right in consideration to other folks. I learned that from dad. And then from my mom's dad, I learned entrepreneurship. He was a farmer and he was born in 1914. So he experienced the Great Depression. But continued on with the family farm, and farmers are entrepreneurial in nature. Mm-hmm. But he was more than quote unquote, just a farmer. He milked 70 to 80 cows every day, twice a day, at least every day that he worked that I knew of. He farmed tobacco in eastern North Carolina. And then since he and my grandmother didn't have anything else to do, they actually ran a country store for 10 years. So he was a merchant, and I got to watch him in that environment. Mm. So from him, I learned a real spirit of determination and perseverance that truly whatever you set your mind to, you can do. If you work hard and work smart and find good people to surround yourself with to delegate part of those tasks, you really can do some things that other people dream about.
Yeah.
So for mom, dad, and granddad, that's my first person family, right?
Wow.
That really set the DNA for who I am today.
Sure. So how does this service, Due North, entrepreneurship, spirit of determination play out for you in your work? Give me an example of that.
Man, Mike, you know what it's like to start your own company. So working backwards from the entrepreneurship, it takes a certain amount of craziness, maybe a touch of insanity to go out and create something, you know, from nothingness, to start your own company. So I had a positive role model in my grandfather for doing that. So you know, you can read all the books and please read books. Mike's written some great books. I've written a few. So please read about those great stories of people who did it. But I think the personal touch and influence of my grandfather on me, that you really can go out and do the things that other people dream of. So from him, I learned that entrepreneurship. So the company I created, Listen to Life, too. I mean, we've got, right now, we've got about 30 coaches around the world. We coach internationally. We're doing some really creative things with technology and artificial intelligence. They're going to be coming out in 2020. To help more people realize their full potential. So it's just facing down the fears, I think, is what I learned from granddad, and acting in the face of fear.
Yeah.
I learned that from my granddad. From my dad, it's like he's constantly with me. As I mentioned a moment ago, he's still alive. Mm-hmm. But it's like he's constantly with me. So there's this litmus test that runs through my head whenever I face a decision.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean this in a positive way. Are you going to say the right thing? In terms of telling the truth, are you going to be transparent with people? Are you just going to be who you are? And I find that that's very liberating to a lot of people, especially the clients that I coach around the world. And as I work with our coaches in our Get Positive Coach community, they appreciate the sincere joy that comes, that's really a release from trying to keep up with what I told you. That may be different from what I told someone else. Sure. You know, I don't have enough cranial capacity to track what I told, all these different stories I told the people. So just always staying due north and telling the truth, even when, excuse the pun, it's an inconvenient truth, right?
Right.
And then from mom, man, from mom, I learned to put our clients first. When our customers win, when our client companies win, we win. When they're successful, we're successful. So it's this, I mean, we have a healthy self-image. I'm not saying we're self-deprecating necessarily, but we always put our clients first.
And
whatever it takes to help them succeed, whether it's listening, helping them act, choose next steps, whatever it is, it's really about other people. And frankly, Mike, my faith drives that in a huge way.
Yeah. And I know that from having spent some time with you, how solid and dependent you are on your faith. And but it sounds like these principles you talked about that your family gave you are probably embedded deeply in your programs at your coaching company.
Yeah, it's a part of our DNA, really. I mean, and you know yourself because you own your own company. The company is an expression of the strengths and weaknesses that you bring to it.
Sure.
So so it's very much part of our cultural DNA of Listen to Life too.
So in wrapping up here, is there an example you'd like to give or something you'd encourage the listeners to take away from your story today, what you've offered to us?
Yeah, it sounds simplistic, but it's just not easy in today's world. Always tell the truth. It's your understanding of the truth. You don't have to puff it up or exaggerate it or make it more to make yourself more. Just tell the truth and be transparent with people. As I work with people around the world, the things they respond to are joy, and then they respond to authenticity. Just be who you are, be transparent about it, and put other people first, and then go for it. Face down your fear and act in the face of that fear.
All right. Well, Dr. Joy, thanks so much. We'll see you in our next podcast in a few minutes. I appreciate the time, and we'll roll it on from here. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.